movie nerd. Can you dig it? In movie nerds we trust. What do you put your trust in? Your currency, gold, or the knowledge? The people are coming at you right now. Movie nerds that think they know one thing more than you do. Just one more thing, one more thing, one more thing that you do that makes them a nerd. Oh, sweet and sour.
Welcome to In Movie Nerds We Trust, the movie recommendation podcast for nights when you're not quite sure what to watch. I'm your host, Christopher James.
I'm Quincy Staker.
And not only am I a comedian, but I'm a fan of comedy. So wherever you're at locally, be sure to go to those local venues, support local comedy. But if you're in Salt Lake City, Utah, November 17th, the Altercation Punk Comedy Tour 2016, 8:30 p.m. at Sandy Station, hosted by Jason Harvey, Levi Rounds, headlining is JT Haversath. And November 19th, Dungeons and Comedy is back at Dita's Cafe at 7:30 p.m. November 25th, Nicholas Don Smith is headlining at Sandy Station at 8:30 p.m. And, of course, past guest Guy Seidel is setting up his charity show December 10th, Comedy Cares. That's $10, and you can get those tickets at wiseguyscomedy.com. Quincy, hello.
Hello.
Quincy, guess what?
What?
It's a 100th episode.
Woo!
I wanted to jock rock it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it felt bad, but I'm okay. I'm okay with it.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. Much like grade school. Yes, this is our 100th episode. We have not one, but two special guests. To my far left, you have seen her, of course, on her When Cinematic Animals Attack episode.
Yay!
When we talked about Anaconda.
Anaconda!
Woo!
And, of course, she's been on...
And John Voight.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I think we should have been doing that movie tonight, but...
We will. We'll get to that. Our past guest has been on quite a few episodes. Local comedian, Melissa Merlot.
Hello, hello!
Welcome back to the show,
Thanks
Melissa.
Thanks for having me back. I'm honored to be here on your 100th episode.
We are honored to have you.
Breaking the triple digits.
Heck yeah.
You got me in a rock and roll kind of mood now.
You guys want to talk about rock?
Episode?
And to my right, he's been on quite a few episodes. He did our Pee Wee Herman episode, our Hangover episode. I've done some episodes on his podcast as well. To my right, from the On the Mic podcast, Mr. Tim Drake.
Hello.
Yeah, see how I didn't laugh during your intro, you dick?
Hello.
Whole time I'm doing our intro, Tim over here is just giggling like a schoolgirl.
At least he wasn't doing it into the mic.
Yeah, he moved the microphone.
Hey, nobody would have even known about that if you hadn't said something.
I showed professional courtesy at laughing at you.
You did.
And then you still had to bring it up.
I thought it was funny.
It was.
Yeah.
It was funny that you were hitting him the whole time, too, while you were doing your
intro.
Which
just made me laugh all the harder, really.
To really make him stop laughing.
Which is funny, too, because it made Quincy laugh as well. That you didn't.
Nice.
You're just whacking him while
you're
talking.
Whoa!
My leg. He was hitting my leg. Let us clarify that.
Hi, listeners. My name's Christopher James. I was not whacking Tim Drake. I was hitting him hard on the leg.
I saw it.
That sounds
listeners.
Even worse.
It was a whack.
Welcome back to the show, Tim. Welcome to our 100th episode.
Thanks now, I guess. No, I'm excited to be here. It's 100.
100.
It feels like only yesterday you were texting me asking me how the hell to put together a podcast.
That's true.
So yeah, it's cool to be here at 100.
It was yesterday, let's be honest.
It was, actually.
Hi, Quincy, you were co-hosting this podcast. Believe in it a little, please.
She believes she's here.
Yeah. She's here for the 100th episode.
That's true. What's funny is I even remember when Quincy joined the show as you guys started.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I've heard a lot of great things about Quincy because I had randomly met Quincy in a car.
Uh-huh.
That sounds terrible. I
what?
Were there drugs involved? Show us on the doll where she touched you, Tim.
In a car.
No, Quincy was with a photographer that had to come pick up a memory card from me. And they had to meet me at Broadway Media one day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, hi. And Quincy was like, hello.
Hey.
And that was our interaction.
Yep.
And then we became Facebook friends, I think, shortly after a random hello.
Yeah. That's usually the norm. We've done a lot through this 100 episodes that we've done. I mean, our first episode, we were joking around earlier, it was very NPR soft-spoken sounding. I remember that Quincy, when I auditioned her, we did like all three of those movies to test it out.
No, I think we just did Death to Smoochie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We've had a lot of laughs, a lot of great times, a lot of fantastic guests. I'm pointing at Melissa and Tim.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed, by the way, that when I started this podcast that we would be to 100 episodes.
Aw. Well, you know, most podcasts don't make it past 4.
True.
That's the average. True.
Quincy and I we're very persistent.
Well, good job.
Also, not only that, I did not think that we would have all the great people on that we've had, including yourself, Tim, a lot of local comedians.
You've had a lot of awesome guests.
We have.
Yeah, it's always
incredible
fun
movies.
who the new guest is.
Yeah, I like that too. And then seeing what movies go with them. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, they watched that.
I've liked on some of them that I've been on as a guest host whenever, like, I want to say it was Carrie Jackson's where people were I think Carrie's and Austin's people were like, how did those movies go together? I was like, I don't know, they're just like three of their favorites.
Exactly. I put a name at the beginning of the episode that themes them all together.
Yeah, the title.
You find a way to blend them together with your title. But a lot of the times people just look at the movie titles themselves and they're just like, how the fuck does Boogie Nights go with The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you really think about it, Boogie Nights, The Dark Knight.
It's a night theme.
Yeah.
I think it's a great thing about the podcast, what Quincy and I do, is we take those random movies, put them together, and people are like, okay, yeah, I kind of see that. We also have to mention it a little bit on the episode in the description and in the title, but you've got to get people started a little bit. Got to get the brain working. Not only that, we've done Comic-Con stuff. We've had some celebrity guests on. A celebrity sings our theme song. I would have never guessed when starting the podcast that would ever happen. Yeah, I have a really big ego about it.
You should.
Thanks. But, I mean, I've not only... What?
Thanks.
I like to do a soft-spoken things every once in a while.
It comes off as creepy sometimes, I'm not going to lie.
That was like looking across Melissa and just being like, thanks, Melissa. Thank you.
That's why I didn't make eye contact.
Don't lose eye contact here. We're just going to keep eye contact.
We're in this journey
here.
Together.
Together we will do this. Quincy, you too.
Okay. Ooh,
Whoa.
Thanks.
That's like 4 eyes going there. Plus yours is 6.
I think I just have stigmatism from doing that.
Sincere thank you, though.
I mean, you guys have not only, you know, have heard a few episodes, you've been on a few episodes. What are some favorite moments that you guys have had?
That was like the deepest deepest thought breath there. Probably one of our more recent mashup episodes is one of my favorites, the Chaplin episode. Also the Muppets one.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Muppets one.
So where Quincy and I had decided that depending on your favorite Muppet depends on your level of kinkiness.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Quincy, how about you?
With these guys or just in general?
Just in general. In the podcast, we've had a lot of adventures.
Probably when Cinematic Animals Attack. That's
Yay!
One of my favorite ones.
I love that one.
That's one I usually really pitch. Fun one of like 5 episodes I pitch to people to listen.
Oh, good.
When I'm telling them to come on the podcast. Because it's probably one of my favorites. We got into the whole John Voight thing. I think some of my favorite moments personally have been just... not only talking about crazy movies and getting in depth, but getting super off topic.
That's what I like. Yeah? It's just the randomness of like discussion. My favorite thing though is that without you, I would have never watched the movie Heavyweight.
Oh, that's true.
I really liked it.
I randomly stumbled across that forever ago.
It's on Netflix now.
When I was when I was in middle school or high school, I stumbled across that one.
That's what I did too,
and didn't care for it then. And now it's one of those little treasured joys.
Oh my gosh, it's wonderful.
I honestly, there's been some hilarious random moments that every episode I feel has got a nice little random moment. I remember when we had Nirvana on. mm-hmm. with her 3-hour episode. Yeah. And I was talking about breaking my peen. There's also when Shane got Quincy to admit her secret celebrity crush.
Was that Shane?
Yeah.
Okay.
That Destination probably... hilarity.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. Overall, I think our next 100 are going to be just as awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm aiming high.
I don't think they will. I know they will.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. You've got a very Mr. Rogers quality to you. I like it.
I've changed my shoes 4 times since I've been here, so that seems
fitting.
That's
why I came in and put on that sweater.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Will you be my neighbor?
Oh, yes.
We're going to go to Never Never Land. Right, wrong.
Land of make-believe.
Land of make-believe.
There it is. What have you guys been up to, by the way?
Mm-hmm. What have we been up to?
Yeah. We haven't had you guys on the podcast for quite a bit.
Working. That's all. My life is hell.
I was waiting for Melissa to continue there.
No, there's nothing else. There's nothing else. It's all work.
I've been doing a lot of stuff as usual. Yeah. So I'm now contributing, like, I know we've talked on past episodes about Robot Butt.
Yeah.
So, but now you can find some of my other articles on Funny or Die.
Nice.
Ooh.
Those are there too. I feel like there's like a bunch of things that I'm just not thinking about. Oh yeah, my 100th episode's coming up
too.
Oh
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, awesome. I almost forgot about that. So Melissa was the third or fourth episode.
Sweet. Right in the beginning. So,
yeah, Melissa was right at the beginning.
That's awesome.
So we'll be doing that 100th episode live.
Oh, nice.
In Los Angeles.
Yay!
So still guests to be announced and venue to be announced.
Sweet.
So venue's almost locked down.
I can't wait to embarrass myself on that.
Because you're going to tell the yogurt story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I made
the
a promise.
The yogurt joke.
I made a promise to tell Tim... or to Tim, that I would tell a room full of people his favorite story about me that involves yogurt. And I'm not going to tell it right now.
But you're going to tell it at the live show.
I told him if...
It's a bit that I have been demanding that he does.
It's something that really happened to me.
Quincy and I are going to be there with signs that say, yogurt, yogurt.
Just throw some Go Play at me.
Yeah.
Great.
We'll bring yogurt.
He's going to have a picture of Chobani yogurt.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you guys that story after recording.
The jingles, everybody walks and it's just going to be Activia.
Yeah. Yogurt's got many.
You should have that sound clip for when he
comes out on stage.
Activia.
So I told Tim for the live episode, I will tell that story in a room full of people because that's where I feel the most comfortable revealing things about myself is in front of a room full of strangers.
Yeah, and especially when you find out what room it's probably going to be, you'll feel even more
secure about that. Is that really true, Christopher? Because that's how I am.
Yeah, no.
If I'm in front of a giant crowd, I'm way more comfortable. If there's like 3 people, I'll get nervous.
No, I legit feel that.
Big crowds, I have no problem with.
Legit feel that way. The podcast has helped me kind of get over that a little bit, but I still feel more comfortable saying random shit in front of a crowd full.
Yeah, yeah, because it's like not as personal, I guess, or something.
See, it doesn't faze me.
Which is weird
way.
Because there's so many people.
Oh, I'm Tim Drake.
Well, no, I have a switch in my brain, I feel like, that when I get on stage, like, it switches on, and I'm on stage mode, and whether there's 4 people there or a couple hundred, like, I'm there to do a job, and I don't pay
any
attention.
That's good. Nice. I'm better about it now, just because I'm so jaded, but before I used to...
You're like the happiest person
when,
I
like,
know.
I used to do smaller, like, the open mics and stuff when there's, like, 3
Station.
People. Yeah, I'd get so I'd be nervous for those, but now
I did one recently because past guest Rachel Jensen is interviewing me, Abby Harrison, Levi Rounds, and Shane Smith for the Slug Show comedy showcase.
Oh, yeah, the localized show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. You're on it. Congratulations.
Thank
it's
you.
So fun.
I'm super excited. I feel like I got to dust
oh,
off
you'll
some
love
old
it.
Material.
Yeah.
Got some really good new ones, but I kind of want to mix the old with the new. But
you should. I did that show last year, and it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Like you, Nicholas, Natasha,
mm-hmm. It was
Jay
a killer
Whitaker.
Show. Oh, it was so fun.
Oh. I can't wait for it. We have a photo shoot this Saturday, and I have this stupid scruff on my face because I'm doing No Shave November.
Well, it's time to make a choice.
Yeah.
I think it's an obvious choice.
I told myself I want to grow a beard just to see what it looks like.
I know, but you're sitting here and you're all self-conscious about it, so I don't think you really want to do it.
It just looks like Amish pubes.
And you could always try again after the photo shoot, so you're comfortable with the photo shoot. Just saying.
Except there's only like 1 week of November left.
Doesn't have to be November. Yeah, yeah, you can shave now.
If it doesn't grow into a beard after November, I was going to try it. Keep going.
Uh-huh.
Melissa, by the way, you're speaking some wise words. You're convincing me that I might do it tonight.
Well, just, you know, I mean, it's a photo shoot. People are going to see it, so you want to feel comfortable when they take your picture.
Yeah, that's true.
And you have not felt, like, regardless of a photo shoot or not, you just have not acted like you're comfortable growing this thing.
No.
You're teetering over the
You know what the weird thing is?
Hair.
People have been complimenting me on it, and I don't know if I should take them serious.
You're so distressing.
Quincy's just like, let me stifle my laughter while I shake my head no. Quincy, so, you've always been straight with me. What do you think of this?
I honestly can't really tell anything. I mean, you're a little bit scruffy down here, but it's not making any kind of a difference.
Not even with my weird mustache that's going on?
You have a mustache?
Oh, God.
What is wrong with you?
I don't see anything.
Can you see that I have a mustache?
Yeah, but I'm sitting right next to you.
Get closer to me, Quincy.
Oh, my God. This
Do you sense his
right
power?
No.
The squeegee?
No.
I've been thinking about Mystery Men lately.
It looks like you're going for the little fuzzy chin.
I'm not looking for something to go with something with this, except the opposite of how it's growing. That's.
It looks like he's
It does.
What?
The lead singer of Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Guy
I'm definitely shaving it now. You know what? I wasn't insecure about
it. What is that called?
Christopher's just going to start questioning with, somebody once told me.
You know who I'm talking about? That guy.
I'm aware. I used to like Smash Mouth, but they ruined things.
It's all right, buddy. You're an all-star.
What is that even called when they just grow it, like, down here?
Is that a Fu Manchu?
I think so.
No, that's the
style.
It's like an Amish beard thing. Like,
it's the lead singer of Smash Mouth. That's what it's called.
Oh, man.
The Guy Fiera.
Yeah, I wasn't insecure about it until like a couple weeks ago. I was on tracks.
It doesn't look bad.
I know, but
it's
I was
like
on
a chin taint.
Yeah.
Okay, that's even worse.
That's just making it worse and worse.
Well, I was on tracks and someone looked at me and they're like, oh, so that's what Chaz Bono would look like if they overdosed on hormone pills. And it's been in my head for 2 weeks.
If he, not they.
You look nothing like that, dude.
I was quoting. I didn't say the quote was accurate.
Well, that's what you should have said to that person.
Yes. I just put on some music and I
get the right pronoun.
I don't think you should do it, dude.
Oh, God.
Let me see. You gotta get the weird little like top part that's just a line down to the bottom part.
It's like he was trying to go for a goatee, but it wasn't growing on the top lip.
So I should keep it.
When you have people compliment you, what word did they emphasize?
Yeah. What did they say exactly?
So they say, oh, man, it's coming in really good underneath your face. And they're like, it's coming in good. I just hear that's all I hear. Coming in good. Keep it up. And I say, I hate it. And my face is itchy. And I look ridiculous. And that
George is getting upset.
That's right.
Worlds are colliding.
Lloyd Braun. These pretzels are making
me
thirsty.
This is supposed to be the summer of George.
Oh!
How many times have you just sat back and eaten a block of cheese?
Twice.
I've done that too.
She brought food to this thing.
Oh, God damn it. All I'm going to need to do is bleach my hair and gain 50 pounds.
Then give everybody diarrhea.
Well. Brand it. Brand that diarrhea. Guy Fieri, diarrhea.
If I want to brand diarrhea, I'll do an advertisement for McDonald's.
I think Chipotle's already cornered that market.
Yeah.
Oh my. Okay, well, I guess later tonight, I'm
shaving
this off.
Customers that are brave enough to
face guys
a
coli. Because I got my hair cut recently. I tried to do the Efron again. You guys know I like to show people a picture of Efron for them to cut my hair. All right. Okay, I'm convinced. I'm shaving it tonight.
I've never been
to
Chipotle.
I think you'll be happier.
I haven't either.
Don't go. Don't
so years and it. Years and years ago, I was in Minnesota. And it was the first time I had tried it, and it was wonderful. And back then, I used to drink soda. And I had a Dr. Pepper. Chipotle ruined Dr. Pepper forever for me because of the way that their sauce mixed with that drink. It completely destroyed
Yuck.
It. And then years later, I ate Chipotle again, and then something else was destroyed, and I never ate them since.
Chipotle. See, E. coli. Yeah. Not everyone likes E. coli, Chipotle.
Chipotle gives the world a view of what it would be like to have IBS every day of your life.
Quincy's <Okay. laughs> just like, all right.
On that note, we should get started. So, guys, what we're doing for this episode, I can't say episode tonight. What we're doing on this episode.
Which episode?
I'm just going to say that.
I just wanted you to emphasize it again.
Guys, tonight on our 100th,
woo!
Yeah!
100th episode, we're doing something a little bit different. Instead of recommending three movies and a theme, we are going to be doing a riff track slash commentary to probably one of my favorite 80s movies. It was on my birthday episode, our only live episode, The Shames of Christopher James. It's the 1987 classic, Howard the Duck. Sorry, 1986, and that sound was provided by Tim Drink. Every time you hear that sound, you owe him $50.
I can get on board with that.
Right?
All right, so we're going to get this set up, and we are going to start the movie. All right. What I would suggest everybody do, if you own this movie, put it in. If you don't, rent it on iTunes, rent it wherever. Start the movie, turn the sound off, and listen to us as the movie's going. We're going to be talking to the movie as it's going live-ish. You know how commentaries work, I'm sure. So we're going to get started.
Take frozen space right now. This is Universal Pictures.
I like the old Universal logo. Now it's too flashy.
Yeah.
It's too much pizzazz. All right, here we go. There's a lake.
George Lucas presents.
Yeah, I totally forgot that George Lucas was involved with this.
And there's the Tatooine view. There
I totally
is.
Forgot that pretty much anything George Lucas does on his own is crap.
Oh, sad.
Already slamming the movie.
I forgot about the Tatooine view there, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is what a duck's apartment looks like when you're a bachelor.
Bachelor duck.
Bachelor How the duck.
Did Weird Al's I Want a New Duck come out before this?
I don't know.
Because he totally should have been on the soundtrack mm-hmm. for this.
I'm going to say, Howard's
Jim
got a...
Robbins?
He's got a nice place. He's got a nice bachelor pad.
Well, he was a successful duck.
That's true.
You would expect him to have a bachelor, like a nice bachelor pad.
It's true. I do like the opening of this movie, how it sets it up. I will say that. You've got some little things. He's got his duck movie posters.
I love the W.C. Fowls. That makes me laugh so hard. My little chickadee.
Well, there's also really this cute one, I think, coming up in a few minutes.
I wonder if W.C. Fowls was also racist.
Look how popular this guy's got mail. He's got getting postcards from lady ducks.
Player duck.
Yeah. It's quack
I
tear.
Miss your bill pressed against
there it is.
Mine.
Breeders of the Lost Stork.
All the puns.
I just noticed that inside Drake up there.
Yeah.
Remember answering machines?
I do. Trophies, duck trophies.
I had one of those little red.
I do love the weed like pop pictures. That's supposed to be him in college. And then he's got gummy frogs and beer.
That's like my fridge at home.
Rolling egg. There's so much goddamn duck puns in this movie.
So many puns.
I love it. Does it make you guys sad that this is the closest we'll get to a live action Donald the Duck movie?
Not really.
No.
Well, he'd be walking around.
I do want a really like sad, depressing, goofy live action.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I also love like the TV shows they show on here too, by the way.
I love how you don't see him yet. You just see the shadow drinking.
Which is crazy because he's going to look like most every duck that they've shown.
Yeah, but what he's our star.
Swan? Oh.
Yeah. Everything is a duck pun. So think of ducks. And then this is just a great reminder of 80s TV. You got jock itch. Oh, shit. Then I love this part. Howard, like, scratches his crotch. Look at that. He's got a cigar in hand, too. Gotta say, Howard's got some great 80s style. Oh, God, I hate fucking stupid game shows.
Duck and blackface?
No, that's a black duck. Oh, and then these 80s, like, everything must go. I'm crazy. You gotta buy this shit or I'm gonna wreck it. He's rightful to yawn at that part. And then and he pulls out the Playboy version of this, which is dun-dun-dun.
Play duck.
Clever.
I love this. And the first pair of duck titties that you'll see in the first 5 minutes is there. Airbrush beauty. Here's the worst thing about this. He's getting ready to jack off, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's getting sucked into space.
Oh, how many of us haven't been interrupted during that?
Well, not to the point where I get sucked out of my universe.
Every so often I end up on Saturn, and I'm just like, God damn it.
Again! I'm sorry. He wasn't jacking off, he was quacking off. I'm doing duck puns, too. And duck titties.
That is just the most bizarre thing.
I love how she just continues to. Like...
I would like to know how that conversation went with the production designer.
Yeah.
That was just like, all right, so we've got this idea.
We'll just fly duck him tits. Around. Yeah.
What are you saying, Bob?
Oh, the tits. Yeah.
Guys, I don't understand why it only sucks him.
Yeah, that's what I
was. Well,
because
it's pinpointed on his location. It explains it later in the movie.
Oh.
But then you get what I assume
looks is
like
a cat's anus.
Oh, well, okay, you must be familiar with that, because I don't know.
Well, when you have a cat, they just tend to show it to you quite frequently.
Yeah.
They're just like, hey, check this out.
I love these 80s special effects through space.
They're very convincing.
I know, right?
Especially when you see movies like, you know, Drop Dead Fred that came out years later, who's, you know, their graphics don't even stand
just don't
up
hold
next
up
to this.
As well as the 80s.
I love this. Here's what I'm confused about this narration. It's like, it says all this shit, and then, in the beginning, there was Howard. So does that mean more ducks are coming?
Probably.
Oh, nice. You know, they wanted to do this movie in Hawaii.
How can he
Cleveland?
Breathe in space? In what?
I don't know. They wanted to do this movie in Hawaii instead of Cleveland.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Nothing. It's just interesting. Look at that title graphics. That's some hot shit right there.
That is pretty good, actually.
You got the Millennium Falcon pull away.
Like, I know that they've talked about possibly making a new version of this. If James Gunn was behind it, I'd be all for it.
Yeah, well, especially since they had him.
Yeah,
in
they
the
had
end
the
of
cameo
Guardians of the
at
Galaxy.
The end of Guardians.
I didn't like the way he looked in the cameo, nor the Seth Green like voice. Instead of doing a movie, Netflix should just do a live action TV show. With a duck, and he looks exactly like this.
I'd be okay with that, even.
Yeah.
I love, look at this shit. 80s ruffigans.
Hooligans.
Except they're missing, the 80s, missing
like,
their Doberman.
Bad guy.
They're missing their Doberman Pinscher, though.
That's true. Look at that hot style.
Because all bad guys in the 80s were clad in leather. Yeah.
And also had light on their face while they snarled. These ruffigans. What a bunch of dicks. Hey, welcome to Earth. Let me just... Well, it's just like... Oh, yeah, they give it to this guy. He's like, oh, we found you a date. I love this. Why does everybody say, what is this? He's a giant fucking duck.
Nobody's
probably because I've never seen a giant fucking duck before.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a giant fucking duck?
Yeah, right here. I'm watching him right
now. Before the guy's
now.
All, hey, that's my date.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this lady in movies before, but I forget her name.
Homeless lady number one.
That Leah Thompson and the cherry bombs. You know she's singing? This is her singing?
Mm-hmm.
Look, he's trying to fly. Did you see that shit? Leah Thompson, still beautiful to this day.
Yeah, as I told you, I met her at Sundance
a couple
years
ago.
And just absolutely beautiful.
As he just... feeling up some leg. He's on an alien planet just filling people up. He's a duck!
Look that he slaps his own hand there.
What a way to be welcomed to a planet. I know Will Smith like said welcome to Earth and punched the alien, so it's probably why. It's because this fucking movie. Satan sluts.
They kind of want one of those jackets.
Do you really?
Yeah, I kind of do. I would enjoy wearing a Satan sluts jacket around.
All right. Well, we'll put a
So if anybody out there can find me a Satan sluts jacket, that or a Howard the Duck mask, as long as I can have one of the two.
I love the big hair in this movie. It reminds me a lot of the hairstyles here in Utah. All their songs are fucking catchy. I love it.
It was that good 80s style.
Yeah.
That,
poor guy just hides in a barrel.
Aw, that's sad.
I'm not even a duck and I can relate to that shit.
Aw.
So, funny thing is John Cusack and Martin Short were supposed to voice Howard the Duck.
Huh. What happened?
Oh. Well, they didn't just meet the cut.
No.
I miss kick the can. No one does that shit anymore. Everybody's against littering. You can't kick a can anymore.
I miss playing kick the can.
Yeah. I love this. It's a PG. He can't say, sign my dick. Snot nose.
They had some harsh words back in the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
That's vile language.
I love this part coming up when he describes drugs when he sees Howard. It's the best thing. You don't need help. Look at you. You're a strong woman.
Again with the snot nose.
I know. Did the people in the 80s have drippy noses because of cocaine?
Must have.
That quack foo in action.
Female creature. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Damn.
He's got fucking baby faces all over his jacket.
Yeah. Yes.
He's been doing too
that
much.
That is an awesome wardrobe choice.
He's been doing too much toot. What is toot as a drug? And I'm going to assume it's cocaine. It's the 80s. Cocaine was big.
I think he sniffs people's asses. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing a lot of toot today.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like that when they're sniffing the cat's piss in South Park. They had a like catchy name for it.
I don't remember that.
I
feel like that guy's jacket would be something like one of those crazy people like an anti-abortion rally would wear.
Oh, yeah.
With the baby
faces. With the baby faces.
Yeah. These are all the faces of the babies that you murdered.
See how I can touch its face? They feel that.
If it's got fingernails, it's conscious. I love how
random
much,
lightning.
Yeah. I love how like much he's a tiny duck, but he kicks everybody's ass. Because he's a hero.
That's right. He's the hero duck.
Yeah.
I like that she's just like kind of taken back for a second, like, oh my god, this duck just saved me. And then in 5 minutes she's like, you know, I'm gonna fuck a duck.
Yeah.
He's a charming duck. That's a nice thing to do. Thank people for nice things. How do you think people react if Howard landed in 2016 on our Earth?
They'd probably build a wall around him.
Yeah, they'd either hate him and want to get rid of him right away, or they'd fight for his rights like crazy.
I feel like also like because you know in like his world there's duck versions of everybody else. What do you think the duck version of Trump would be?
I'm surprised he's not in this. Because he was so relevant back then, too.
He's too busy playing.
You know, he'd have the wispy, like, orangey hair.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like,
maybe
probably a really little beak. Really tiny beak.
Maybe Scrooge McDuck is the Donald Trump of his world.
Don't say that about Scrooge McDuck.
I think he would have just been like a scrappy alley cat that the ducks like got pissed off at.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
It's like one of those orange tabbies that's been like...
A bitchy orange tabby.
Yeah.
I miss DuckTales, by the way. Every time I watch this movie...
DuckTales is a great show.
Every time I watch this, I miss DuckTales and I miss Darkwing Duck.
I love Darkwing Duck.
Let's get dangerous.
Heck yeah.
Darkwing Duck.
Well, I'm way older than you guys. I missed Duckula. It was a vampire duck cartoon. What? It was a spinoff of Danger Mouse, which they recently started remaking.
Look at this
Danger
sad
Mouse.
Look. They just
but
back
Duckula
out together.
Was great. Oh, just take him home, lady. Come on. He's a sad little duck.
So no. All it takes is to be a sad little duck, and Leah Thompson will take you home.
Shit, man. I got to get a duck costume. Look at this. That head tail. Moi? There's no one else there, Howard.
She's like, no, the oil drum behind you. I would have loved it if, like, each time he got to a puddle, he just, like, nested like a duck does across water.
Yeah.
And just
that'd be trying to
just,
his
just
head
glided
in it.
Out on each puddle.
So, I know that Phoebe Cates also tried to go for her role, and they considered Tori Amos for...
What?
Yeah, for Bev.
Seriously?
Really?
Yeah. They probably want somebody who can sing, right? Is that why?
Well, she clearly proves she can sing. I'm like, it's
no,
so
I think
many
Leah
years
Thompson
off.
Is amazing, but Tori yeah. Amos seems a little
yeah.
like a frightening choice for the film.
I like the band name, too, Cherry Bomb.
Is that a Joan Jett nod?
Probably. The Runaways nod.
Sure. Yeah.
I like the subtle jokes in this movie.
It's like, with the jokes in this movie, too, they're so subtle and terrible, but they're not so bad that you cringe.
Yeah.
It's those that you're just kind of like, oh, that was bad.
Yeah.
But you still chuckle and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still do chuckle.
It's like I can feed you out of a bowl.
The realization just hit me. I'm like, my God, we're watching the entire movie.
More like, my God, we get to.
Oh, I'm sorry, we get to watch the entire movie.
It just gets more and more interesting.
No, I love the ending. I honestly love the ending, so I'm excited to get there.
Foreshadowing, Melissa.
I just got to get there. Oh, yeah, she has the duck.
Yeah, she's got the duck purse.
She's got duck fetish. He lucked out.
Yeah. Everything's coming up, Howard.
Clean up their little poo-poos. She's worried he's going to shit her on her.
Yeah, how did she go from, like, should I feed you out of a bowl and don't shit out of my place to, like, let's get a little bestiality going on here.
So creepy.
Yeah. Oh, shit, he's getting PDTSD.
Post-closed.
Duck traumatic stress
there
disorder.
There you go.
I was like, where is he going with this one?
Two but, letters.
But you found your way.
I always do. See, even for this, like, the 80s, I feel like the suit and the mechanics behind it were pretty good.
Well, especially because it's somebody that's in the duck costume.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. The makeup on this and the yeah. robot face, like, it looks so good.
Yeah, well, the guy who was in the suit did, like, awesome job. And I think they had, like, a cameraman just do the voice. A lot of people complain about his voice. I think it's perfect for this movie.
Yeah, it
fits
him.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with his voice. It's a duck that went to med school.
Yeah. He is probably a quack. Yes!
Waka, I'm shaking. I'm shaking my head at you for that one.
Hey, there's a lot of duck puns in this movie. I'm trying to keep up.
We should have made it a drinking game.
Ooh,
well, for all the duck puns.
All right.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Listeners, start now.
We'll
start
the drinking game
we'll
now.
We'll put it
listeners.
In the show notes. For the most part, this sticks to the comic books because, as people know, this is the first Marvel movie. It's based on Marvel comics.
Do you have the Howard the Duck pop figure?
No, I've been trying to find it.
That is one in my collection.
I was actually going to go out and buy it today, but I didn't have time. Jeez, Howard. She says it a lot. Jeez, Howard.
And then she calls him sellout.
Mm-hmm.
And then decides
recipe
to start,
for love.
And then decides to just start stripping in front of him.
Yeah, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
She was taking off some clothing there.
A boot. It was a boot.
You, like I said, she's starting.
Yeah. You know, as much Razzie Awards and shit that this thing won, it's got good cinematography.
There's so many things that are terrible about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like, it's so bad. It's
there's a
good.
Cute
yeah,
shot of him sleeping in the window, though.
Yeah, but this part coming up is probably one of the best parts in the movie. Not that. Fuck that noise, whatever he did. She's just going to film him up in his sleep.
This make is sure the he's best real. Part of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's consensual. He's a
make
duck.
Make sure she's not hallucinating.
You think she did any drugs that night?
Mm.
Sometimes I like to drink before a show. Maybe she could have done some some bump and dance. Tim, as Tim knows.
I thought you were going to say something. Would you like to drink before you meet a duck?
Oh, yeah. Look at this. Nosy. She just goes into his wallet. I know, even more duck puns. Washington, D.C.
Get your drinks ready, yeah. Everyone.
He's got his Mallard card. Nice picture of his parents. Mallard card. Blooming ducks. Are you drunk yet, people? Look at that.
The money.
Duck I want to know, would that be George Washington then?
Probably. Yeah.
Washington.
That, look at it. Oh, adorable. God.
I love how it's just randomly in there with
well,
a
it's
wrapper.
Not even yeah, I was going to say, it's not even wrapped.
Well, he washes it out and he uses it again. It's the 80s.
Ew.
That's what they did.
Oh, that's so sick.
That's what a loose Jimmy is in a wallet.
Who reuses condoms?
People in the 80s. They were fucking a lot.
How do you know that?
I'm from the 80s.
That is so gross.
And I know a lot. There was an A&E biography about loose Jimmys.
What are they called? Loose
Jimmys. They'd wash it out. They'd hang it up. And then they'd roll it back up. It's just as good as new.
Oh my god, that's so gross.
I wish I was lying. That's
no,
a thing.
It's not.
That is a
I
thing
know.
That people did.
I'm sure. I believe you. I'm just.
Yeah.
I'm troubled by the whole notion of it.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Because ducks have weird dicks. Why does he have a regular condom? You know that. Ducks have like corkscrew dicks.
I know. I remember Googling it at an open mic because a comedian had a joke about duck dicks.
Look how degrading that. She puts him in a bag. Which is ironic. She saw his bag. Now he's in a bag.
It's a disguise.
His bill's coming out of the fucking bag. And it's talking. If you saw a talking bag with a bill.
Again, it's the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look how nice these people are. Would you like a hand? People in the 80s
were nice.
Would
you like a hand with this body you're obviously disposing
oh,
of?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
no, I got
talking
it.
To you.
I put it in pieces. It's easy to carry. And then we get introduction to Tim Robbins. Fun fact, Jay Leno almost played this part.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Damn it.
This is
like Tim Robbins.
Early Tim Robbins.
Yeah, this
too.
Is very early Tim Robbins.
I didn't even realize he was in this.
This is
yeah,
because
I guess this is pre-Leno
yeah.
on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Even.
This is yep. pre-Susan Sarandon, too. What is it, boy? See, I like seeing people's earlier work because, like, this is when they tried their hardest. I mean, they still try.
It's because they were trying to make a
yeah.
career.
Yeah. Now they're just
Tim Robbins, though. I mean, didn't he get nominated for an Oscar for The Player?
He did. That's
I believe
correct.
So.
He, yeah, I mean, he's great in most things that he's in.
He's great in Nothing to Lose with Martin Lawrence. I really like that movie. Look at this narration. Ducks are birds, you jackass. You're supposed to be a goddamn scientist.
No, I want to know which one he was nominated for an Oscar for. I don't think it was Shawshank.
Oh, yeah, Shawshank's really good, too. I forgot about that one. Why is it that, like, every trope in a movie, if someone's from another country or a planet, they start, me this, you that.
Because that's American ignorance for you.
Yeah.
Yep. Hi, guys, it's 2016. Still happening.
Okay, so we were way off. So Tim Robbins, Oscar winner for Mystic River.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oscar nominee for Dead Man Walking.
Oh, okay.
Did not get a nomination for Shawshank or for The Player.
Or Bull Durham.
Guys, yeah. I love how, like, everything he's trying to test with his duck powers are Superman-based.
That's what he knows of aliens.
Well, there wasn't really much popular aliens in the 80s besides Superman and Alf and E.T.
Oh, Alf.
I wish they would do a Howard the Duck Alf crossover.
That would blow my fucking mind.
That's what I want to start happening with movies. I want more versus stuff instead of like remakes. Yeah. I want like Howard the Duck versus Alf.
I think half of it he'd just be like, Willie, why is there a duck?
Why the fuck is this cat talking to me? God. In a perfect world, there will be a Howard Alf crossover. We have the technology. We can do it.
Just get some writers like burnout on heroin to write
it. Well, shit.
Wasn't the guy who wrote Alf like a heroin?
Challenge accepted.
Sweet. We can do like what they did with Ghostbusters. We'll go to a cabin, we'll get high, we'll
and then just write it. Yeah. Do it.
I could use a new Alf something.
Oh, me too, man.
I want to watch it.
Most people aren't even aware of Project Alf.
I know,
what's
right?
Project Alf?
So the fourth season ends, they didn't think they were getting renewed by NBC, so they just kind of wrote it out where he goes to get picked up. So and then the FBI and everything shows up. That's just how the series ends. You never know what happens. And then the series got dropped for sure. And so they made a made-for-TV movie called Project Alf.
Oh, my God.
And it's actually not
TV.
Bad. Like, it holds up with the rest of the show. Mm-hmm. But like it is so, I paid $50 for the DVD.
Nice. Wow,
on
that's
Amazon,
awesome!
Because it's impossible to find, and
I just
randomly came across a copy and was like, "Yep,
I gotta
have
it."
That it's $50, I'm buying this.
That is
guys,
awesome.
We're missing the evolution of the duck.
Oh, sorry,
Cro-Magnon duck. When do they get boobs? Is what I want to know. You know what? If they were to remake Howard the Duck in a Netflix series, who would you want him to be voiced? Howard. Let me try that again. If they did a Netflix series with Howard the Duck, who would voice Howard?
I could see Jonah Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I kind of vote Zach Galifianakis.
Nah.
Nah.
Why not?
Michael Cera.
But see, Michael Cera, that's funny because Michael Cera popped in my mind too.
That would be way
funny. Howard the Duck is too much of a fast-talking, sarcastic,
mm-hmm.
whereas yeah. Michael Cera is too much.
So we'd need basically a Ryan Reynolds type.
Yeah,
ooh,
Ryan
yeah.
Reynolds would be perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which in the comics, I believe there has been a Howard Deadpool crossover.
Nice.
He's worked with Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, She-Hulk. A lot of Marvel characters. Technically, in more recent comics, he's like an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Speaking of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., if you have not been watching this season.
I have not.
This season has actually been spectacular as Ghost Rider has been
brought into this. Some pictures of that. He's worked with Ghost Rider, too. There you go. Ooh, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. could introduce
Nicolas Cage.
Howard the Duck.
Yes.
Just to do, like, test voices so they'd have something to put out, like, on special features years later. Like, Nicolas Cage auditioning for the voice of Howard the Duck.
This is Nicolas Cage reading for Howard the Duck. I'm a duck. Nicolas Cage does that a lot. I recently watched Vampire Kiss again.
That was like Doc Brown doing a Nicolas Cage impression.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like Vampire's Kiss, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You said there was a,
I'm a vampire,
Howard the Duck
I'm
Deadpool
a
crossover?
Yeah, he's done a lot of like, he's either been in the background or mentioned.
They should put Howard the Duck in the next Deadpool movie.
That would be awesome.
Well, they talked about bringing him back for the like Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is when he turns into a dick duck. Ooh, pet names for I love
so
it.
So over dramatic.
That's how romance stories start. It's very dramatic. All she is doing is trying to help him. Ugh. Being a,
why does he make a crow sound?
I don't know. You're a talking bird.
To be
why not?
Scary.
It's ironic.
Seems like they would just be more scared of him just being like, hello.
Then we get the unemployment office, which is 80s unemployment office. Look at that outfit.
Where's he getting his clothes?
He mentions it. He robs a, like, fuck, what is it?
A kid's store.
Goodwill. He robbed the kid's section from Goodwill. Do you think, fuck, what is his name? Tyler Perry watched this movie.
I was
going to
say, is this Madea?
Howard the Duck and Boo, a Madea Halloween.
Madea versus Howard the Duck.
Is this the true origins of Madea?
You best be stepping off my porch, Howard the Duck.
Oh, that's not nice looking controversial. Never poke a duck. What's wrong with you?
Corame?
I love the job that she ends up finding him, by the way.
I
love
how, I don't remember any of this.
I love how everyone else in the film seems completely unfazed that they're interacting with a duck.
People were really... Here's what I don't get at this part. He's intensely looking at her ass. He's about to...
He's an ass man.
Do you think this is also the origins of that saying, eat that booty like groceries?
What?
I've never heard that saying before in my life.
I don't think that had anything to do with Howard the Duck.
You never know.
Who said that originally?
I don't know. Somebody.
I think that's just a Christopherism.
Nope. Yeah. Nope. It is
It's a thing. It's a hashtag.
Yeah.
On a lot of
I love how, like, in the 80s, a hot tub place is a brothel. By the way, this is a PG movie and people just are openly fucking right now.
Keep in mind, though, in the 80s, the lines between PG and R... Because mm-hmm. there wasn't a PG-13.
Yeah, that's true.
I was going to say there wasn't a PG-13. Because
you look at Kramer versus Kramer that won the Oscars right around this time.
Full frontal nudity in that.
See, this is what I miss
was
about...
Was it PG or was it R, though?
Kramer versus PG.
Yeah. Wow.
This is what I miss about the 80s and early 90s. They didn't give a fuck. You got duck titties and swearing ducks and... People fucking in hot tubs. By the way, any hot tub place, even in nowadays, people are doing this shit, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't even understand what a hot tub place is.
Is it kind of like a massage parlor where they give happy endings?
No, these are not people that work there. They're just people they bring there to bang and cheat on their
wives.
Well,
I know, but she's saying she doesn't understand what a hot tub place was, and that's what I was saying.
Okay. Is it like a swimming pool place, but
so
gross?
Basically, it's a private room with its own hot tub.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's a big space. People can bring drinks in there. Have their own hot tub, relaxing couple relationship time.
Oh, fine.
They're not encouraged to fuck, but they do.
Oh.
But
lovely.
Mainly, it's
lovely.
For businessmen to cheat on their wives with their secretaries.
And they smell like bleach.
Oh, I'm sure. I would hope so, anyway.
Well, that's how you get the jizz out of the water.
Ew.
I love these lonely cutaway shots.
I know, it's
like,
very sad.
Let's speed it up. You know, instead of just showing him walking the whole way, we'll cut him to halfway and then... fade to something else. By the way, this is also another fucking great part of people like, what the fuck is that? Oh, the bus. Look at this shit. Everybody's freaking
out. Oh, sure.
Out.
Everyone on the bus freaks out.
Yeah. He's been sitting
now
there.
Now that he's getting off, he's been there the whole time.
Look at this. People are like, what is that? And then this guy's like, that's a duck.
That's a duck, man.
The only person in the movie besides the main
characters
who recognizes he's a duck. Also,
sponsored by Pepsi.
Bad timing, too, where he walks in right here to hear about duck season and see Daffy Duck and
duck hunting
Duckaroni, which I don't think is a real thing. You think Daffy Duck is a disgrace to him?
The Daffy Duck is what?
A disgrace to Howard the
like
Duck?
Like it's making fun of his people.
Homeless guy probably got hungry and saw that duck. I love how he's dressed like he's going to audition for the Newsies. And we get a reminder, this is where I landed.
And all of a sudden the music starts and Howard's just like, open the gates and seize the day.
For some reason that shot with don't him like that
be
right there.
Afraid and don't delay.
What?
I don't like noises.
No.
Nothing can
break us. No one can make us give our rights away.
Okay, well, there's great singing really going on right now.
That was lovely.
That was good harmonizing, actually. That shot of him with, like, in the scarf just standing there, like, somber, always reminds me of Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone.
Oh, yeah, when he's grocery shopping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's drawn to her music like a siren. God damn. You know what? I'm going to listen to the soundtrack and just see how catchy all the fucking songs are in this movie.
Kind of makes you wish you were a duck in the 80s, doesn't it?
What was that?
Kind of makes you wish you were a duck in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. I just want to be an adult in the 80s just for a week just to see what it's like.
I have a little bit of like a romantic fascination with the Sunset Strip in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
big boom of comedy, all the just like craziness of rock and roll in the 70s and 80s, like Whiskey a Go Go and
yeah.
Rainbow
the
Room.
The Rainbow Room.
And
oh, yeah.
The Roxy.
Love it. They hype it up.
Is this his song?
No, they don't play it
Oh,
end.
Not yet.
No, his song's not until
the
pretty much end credits.
Yeah. These fucking guys, for some reason, remind me of the Weasels from Who's Framed Roger Rabbit.
They probably are the Weasels from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Dr. Doom just walks in.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a duck.
See, look, that guy reminds me of... Seriously, Google the Weasels from Who Framed Roger Rabbit and then look at these fucking guys. Look how he just casually waddles up to these guys. Yeah, duck puns aplenty. This like scene makes me think that Howard would probably be a good pimp. I want the girl's money. I want it
pimp
now.
Pimp Howard.
Do you think he'd be the kind of pimp that just randomly offers people hookers and cocaine at 1 a.m?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The good thing is he would let them put it on the bill. Boom. Nailed it. Yeah, I'm going to stop. I'll just let the duck puns happen themselves. Damn, man. He's like Swayze in Roadhouse. See?
Yeah, totally looks like the Weasels in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I googled the Weasels from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Totally them.
This is discriminatory, just throwing a duck. Then you also
Mallard
have got...
in the side pocket. Another duck pun drink.
Yep. Boom. Don't you hate that when you're doing a show and everybody's fucking distracted and you're trying to entertain them?
You mean like people were at our live show?
Yeah.
What? No.
Well, there's probably a duck fight going on. We should have been paying
attention.
That's
just what I'm going to assume anytime during a live show.
There's
that?
A duck
there's
fight.
A duck fight.
There's
another
duck fight. Damn duck fight in the back.
It's not me. There's just a duck fight.
Look at that. Boom. Fucking nailed you, bitch. Right in your weasel face. Love this. Look at that guy. That's his claim to fame. I was the bartender who said, and Howard the Duck.
Oh my god, a knife. Whoa.
Duck kebab.
This is like a serious bar fight going on here.
Look at this shit. Boom!
It's like WWE style bar fight right there.
The earring. That's
oh,
right.
Yeah. With my dick.
Whoa.
That's true. I guess he does have a corkscrew dick.
Yeah.
We should drink on duck penis references as well.
There's a lot of them, not just in this movie, just in real life. This is great. Space rabies. Look at that fucking close-up shot. That's great. No, you didn't. You
who's that guy?
Addict.
I've seen him in other things.
He's in random shit. He's one of those.
Isn't he one of the guys at the valet parking in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
He's one of the guys that steals Ferris's car.
Yeah, he's the guy that helps him.
Holy shit.
Yet another reason Marvel's like linked to Ferris Bueller. Oh my god, I love this. Well, bless you, Tim.
Thank you.
Yeah, bless you. Sorry, I was kind of delayed on that.
We were all watching the movie. It's okay.
Look how accepting they are of him. You people are pioneers for ducks.
I would love to have known how that conversation went. Like, they say they've heard so
much
about
him. I met a guy.
Well,
he's really
guy.
A duck. He's really cool.
He's a duck, but he's pretty great. He's got quack appeal.
Do you think he ruffles his feathers for her like regular ducks?
Probably. Mm,
cute.
Yeah.
That would be cute.
Wags his tail and quacks at her. Look at this. I came here to watch you undress. You're a pervert, Tim Robbins. What the fuck is that?
Him speaking his language. He's trying to be friends. He's
trying to reach awful. Him on a more personal level.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
By quacking at him?
Yep.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Jesus Christ.
He almost reminds me of Rick Moranis' character in Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's going for.
Rick Moranis would have been a great for this
80s
movie.
Nerd.
Yeah. Well, he did a lot of 80s nerd shit. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah.
Or was that 90s?
That was
late
80s. 80s.
Yeah.
That might be like 89.
I kind of want to, in a perfect world, have Tim Robbins replaced with Rick Moranis.
No, it's Tim Robbins. He's doing just fine.
Plus, Rick Moranis.
Yeah,
Rick Moranis, I think, would have been too awesome, perfect for it, though.
Yeah.
Like, it needed Tim Robbins. Like, I mean, he's also just tall and goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's a giant man.
He is. He's way tall. Every time I hear Ducky, I just get reminded of Pretty in Pink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Duck, you're wonderful.
Well, that's his name. He's Howard T. Duck. This is when it gets weird. He's just carrying tongs randomly. You never know when you're going to need tongs.
He's a scientist.
That just grabs his ass.
I'd love it if, like, the results just came back as, like, turns out you came from a down comforter.
You've got quackeria. Yes! Tim looked at me, and he's going to murder me if I do another duck pun.
Our duck puns also count. Drink!
They make you want to drink more. We get a nice little intro to the end credits song here, which is nice. I don't even know what that machine is.
Synthesizer.
One of the beat generators.
Sweet. Look at him getting that dance on.
This looks like another dance I've seen.
Oh, god damn it, it is. Maybe Howard the Duck subconsciously leaked into my pre-show dance. Yeah, god damn it, that is. Damn you, Howard!
Lots of tail action.
Yeah, she's totally checking out his tail action there.
Look at him trying to impress her. Hello, Leah Thompson.
That's a great idea.
I love how they realize shit in 80s movies. You know what?
I know, they
Holy
say it and
shit.
Then they're like, wait. Ew. grody.
All of a sudden, that horny duck comes right back out.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Who says that?
You're the worst.
That's like the creepiest chuckle to follow that, yeah, too.
You're the worst. Nowadays, it'd be like, stop fucking harassing me, you duck.
I'm just going to crawl in bed with you without
this is a second
asking
time.
If this is what you want.
Well,
or...
she invited him to
bed. Oh, that's true.
She said, come up here and watch Letterman.
This is
which they never turned on the TV.
This is where it gets weird, guys.
Getting super weird.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Ew, this is getting like way too bestiality flirty.
Well, strange.
Oh, no.
Give it a try. Look at her. Eyebrow raised. Wink, wink.
the pucker of the bill.
I like the pucker of the beak. That was funny.
She's in.
Oh, she's all for it. No, no,
like,
no.
She's so strangely on board with this.
Of course. Oh, this is so bestiality. No,
most
no.
people hook up for a good story. This is a great story. What did you do for your weekend? Oh, I fucked a humanoid duck.
She is a musician. She's going to need something to tell behind the music one day.
Yeah, VH1 interview.
She is.
And then we enter my
PJs.
Duck fucking phase.
I was snorting coke off of hookers' asses, but then I decided, let's fuck a duck.
And the first boner in a PG movie.
Yeah, his hair boner there.
Yeah.
Look at him planning their life out just for a one night stand.
Yeah.
Well, she is go for ready. Shit, that's a good line. I'm going to fucking use that.
Be gentle.
Look at this shit. Whatever, you are half horny right now. They just walk in on this shit. That's
the
a
diddle
sexy.
Squad.
He looks like he's ready for a blowjob with that lean back.
Ew.
He leans back.
Ew. Duck blowjob.
Want to wade in the pond a little bit, honey? There's Jeffrey Jones, a alleged pedophile. I say alleged. Yeah, very good friends. I wish I had friends like that, because, you know, it'd be fun.
You push those boundaries every time, and I keep telling you no.
Well, you keep coming out in that Leah Thompson Bev outfit. What am I supposed to do?
Just resist the temptation.
Yeah. Well, you keep telling me a headache, and I tell you I've got the aspirin. You know, it's you set me up.
I throw up over and over and over again.
You ever notice how many movie references he makes, yet he's from another planet?
Well, because they had the same movies over
That's
there.
That's true.
They just had duck puns in them.
Yeah.
What do you think some of the duck puns would be for our modern day movies?
Is this hashtag duck puns?
Duck
yeah.
puns. This is for the listeners that are drinking.
Add a duck ruin a movie?
Yeah.
Let's see. I got quack pool. That's what I got so far. Dude, I love... Okay, everybody in the 80s had a big old hard boner for lasers, by the way.
Oh, yeah, lasers were the thing.
Fire the laser!
You've got sharks with lasers on their head? Like, their obsession with lasers is like our obsession now with, like... aliens and apocalypse movies.
Mm-hmm.
And selfie sticks.
Yeah.
Look at the cinematography on that feather. And he just
oh, he caught it. Oh, that was good.
Like the fucking Cubs. He's a winner. So what, you think he just drug a feather from the other parts of the universe?
So 2 miles away from this gritty nightclub, there's a science lab.
Yeah.
A high-tech science lab.
Yeah, it's Cleveland, man. What if Doc Brown can make a time machine from a DeLorean, you could fucking do anything. And it's a laser. It's not that hard. It's a hot read. Science Digest.
He's so mean to him. Poor Tim Robbins. He's just a lovable nerd.
Yeah, but he is kind of a dick to him, though.
He just wants his break. He just wants his Nobel Prize.
That's true. He's basically a janitor at a museum.
Have Bob Dylan's. He doesn't seem to want his.
Yeah.
Dude, look how quick Jeffrey Jones is all on that shit. I'm a scientist with a mustache. These are, like, they're the only people in this movie besides her who are not taken back that he's a talking duck. Some of those are probably naked. These will help for later in case I run out of play duck.
So I'm getting you for Christmas this year. Full subscription to Play Duck.
That's quacktastic. I was quoting an Adam Sandler movie, not doing a duck pun.
I don't believe you, but okay.
He says that in Billy Madison.
No, that's right.
I did the duck blue because I've always wanted to see a blue duck.
I like that he compares himself to, like, all of those.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And he's barely spent, like, 15 minutes of screen time with Howard. Drink! Eventually people are going to get drunk and be like, why the fuck is there a duck?
Why am I watching this movie?
How do you get born from a hard-boiled egg? What does that even mean?
I know, I'm just like, I'm pretty sure when you hard-boil an egg, you kill the chick fetus inside.
Pretty sure they're already dead.
Yeah.
I'm not an egg scientist.
Not necessarily.
You aren't an egg scientist?
No.
Have fucking confidence in yourself.
I'm not. I just scramble them. Wink. Because I'm a great cook with eggs. Look how bossy this guy is. Fuck you, dick. Tell me how to drive. Sit in that passenger seat and shut the fuck up. Tim Robbins needs some courage. He should do a line right now.
The 80s always had, like, these crazy science facilities.
Right?
That, like, why wasn't there a crazy commercial
never,
for
never, ever guarded by anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No security.
I like that they get to the security gate and the thing just, like, the arms
yeah.
just up.
Oh, I love this guy.
No guard is there.
He's got a great line. Look at this. No shit.
For some reason, he has herpes on his face.
That is the most that guy has ever acted in his life and the only time. He comes to, like, a Comic-Con. I was the burnt face guy and Howard the Duck. Don't tamper with the universe. Sign that guy. That's how he signs.
Yeah, the burned face guy from Howard the Duck, they would still book him at Salt Lake Comic Con, and somehow he'd still charge $90 to meet him.
Yeah.
Probably.
And he'd be a douche.
Yeah. Do you fucking know who I am? I had the burns on my face in the Space Duck movie.
I sat for 2 hours for that makeup, and I acted with that actress from Back to the Future. What the fuck have you done? That's what he would say. And then he would do a line of coke for remembrance. This guy's also in random shit. I forget his name. Probably to do some coke. Anytime someone in the 80s leaves a room, it's for cocaine. Also drink to cocaine puns. Dun, dun,
yes,
dun.
The dangerous alien.
They bring. This is how you get the Alf crossover. They bring Dak Alf.
Bring yeah. Alf back.
And then they're able to send him back, and then he ends up crash landing in Willie's yard. And that's how the origins start.
Makes sense.
Look at
First I saw a duck, and then I came from Melmac.
Maybe I'm supposed to get a connecting flight. I can't do Alf.
We ran into a real cataclysm here.
They're too focused on lasers and cocaine. I've been talking about cocaine too much. I bet they had a commercial for cocaine in the 80s.
Commercials?
Yeah.
They did it.
Does your life blow? Do some blow.
When in doubt, blow it out.
Oh my God.
Look at this. This guy just blatantly laughs in his face. And then they just harass him.
And then they strip search him.
Yeah. I look at this part. He's like, yeah, there's that line again. I think they're filming it. Look at you. They're probably touching his dick right now. That's the only reason you would yell, you perverts! Look how skinny he is. He's anemic. He needs his more iron in his diet. See, this
wouldn't it have been great if Leah Thompson like put him in a bike and like flew him over the moon like
yeah.
Oh, I actually saw a shirt today with Willie doing that with Alf.
I have that shirt.
I need to buy it. I also found a Trump Buster shirt.
I love the name of that shirt because it's called Willie's Ride.
Yeah. Willie's Ride. Oh my God.
You think that he smokes joints more than cigars?
The duck?
Yeah.
No, I think he's a cigar man, totally.
Guys,
just judging
say,
from his dark apartment.
There's two things that I feel are ripping off Back to the Future in this movie. One, the music that has an action to it, and then there's also something later on I'll point
That's
out.
That's the 80s. Back when music actually helped tell the story in some films.
Oh, yeah.
That was exciting.
Danny Elfman's heyday. Guys, I fucking love this ADR, by the way.
You know, with all these random barrels, you know, you liken it to Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Who's to say that's... What is it called?
The goo? Isn't it just called, like, goop?
I think it's called
like
the dip.
The dip.
No, wait, that...
The
yeah.
Dip, that's what it is.
Sorry. Goop is Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle blog.
Line of stuff, yeah.
What the
I was
fuck?
Doing air quotes on that, by the way.
She named
I did not know that.
Her website or whatever is called Goop.
Yeah.
It's like her cosmetics and all of that.
Ew, she calls it Goop?
The name of Goop was already taken by the Wayans brothers for their hair product in like one of their episodes.
Well, it wasn't really taken. It was just
it's copyrighted.
It was a parody.
Yeah, it's copyright infringement.
Isn't he possessed by an alien?
Yeah. He also did the voice himself. He was very proud of it in the special features, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wasn't the voice just simply going, that?
Yeah.
You know, they only cast him because they saw Amadeus.
Amadeus?
Yeah, they liked him in
Amadeus. So they saw a major Oscar-winning film and were like, this guy could be a random alien on a duck movie.
Yeah.
Well, they say in the special features, they even say that they love Leah Thompson in Back to the Future.
Leah Thompson's fantastic in Back to the Future.
Yeah, which is
she's
one of the...
She's great in this, too.
She's great in everything.
No, it's not just because she's beautiful.
No, Caroline in the City? I used to love that fucking show. This guy's a weird transition. This is why you don't do acid, kids. This is what coming down from acid's like. You start becoming someone else.
And you see a duck.
Yep. Yep.
Duck hunt. Boom!
Drink!
See, even he's begging people to stop with the duck puns.
Yeah,
it's getting exhausting. It really is.
I love Jeffrey Jones' little transformation from Jennings to the monster. Oh, God. I love
did
that.
She just lose okay.
Yeah.
Did she just lose conscience? Consciousness?
Consciousness?
That was hard. Sorry.
No, it's fine. You've been around me too much and you're getting my bad English habits.
Maybe he isn't the best person to drive then.
Yeah, I know. Why let the possessed guy drive?
Bev's got to think of like ways to flirt with the duck to get him, you know. Get him in the mood. She's falling in love.
Not right now. They're in the middle of a getaway.
Oh, have you ever had a thank God we're alive sex? Perfect time for this.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Got it from How I Met Your Mother. Whew, that's hot. That's hot shit right there.
Look, she suggests to us to stop at a bathroom.
Yeah.
I think you need to go pee.
Maybe you gotta take
a
shit.
You gotta go to the bathroom. Did you eat at Olive Garden? Oh. That's what happens when I eat there.
Olive Garden, the Italian Denny's.
It's like, I had the gnocchi.
This is the origins of bath salts. He did the world's first bath salts, and now he's going crazy.
He did the world's first bath salt and then sold it all to Florida.
Yep. This is your problem now. Well, yeah. Why didn't Howard just drive? He's basically driving. I love how, like, the go-to car in the 80s was a station wagon.
Because you could fit all the
station
characters in it.
Station wagons are amazing.
Yeah, like National Lampoon's Vacation.
Well, oh, they're the best like cars.
This is like the wood
this
panel.
This is the Wagoneer.
Jeep. Yeah, the Wagoneer.
Yeah. I bet that's actually the same
the,
one
the,
from
the
Vacation.
The smaller edition of the Canyonero.
Look at that. Just in the nick of time. I love this restaurant. It's chicken. It's Cajun sushi. Look at that. He's so cavalier. Oh, I'm dead. Fuck.
That is some voice work there.
No wonder he's so proud of it.
It's amazing that he never really worked again in Hollywood. Except for Devil's Advocate. I think that...
Look, I would imagine there's much more like, how would you talk if you were constipated? Like this.
Look at this.
Like that they take him into the
that
restaurant.
That waiter, for some reason, reminds me of Johnny Brandon.
Shout out to Johnny Brandon.
Yeah. Was this like
a very funny comedian?
Was this like a Karate Kid theme?
Yeah,
restaurant?
The bow tie guy right there. I feel like Johnny would wear that.
He'd totally wear it.
Duck pun.
Well, no. See, what's funny is that was actually a National Enquirer headline years and years ago. Was they were introducing seeing eye ducks.
Oh God. What?
For depression, you can get a pony. I'm working on it right now. A miniature pony.
I love this waitress, by the way.
This is the strangest restaurant. Why do they have headbands?
So this is before Barb met her friends and got sucked into to the Upside Down.
Yeah.
I like to think this is probably Barb's older sister.
Could be.
This fucking creepy guy. He's method acting right now.
I love how they're just like, oh, geez.
Oh, yeah.
They're not
like,
even taking
here
him seriously.
Here he goes again.
Like, is he like one of those TV evangelists?
I love how he's possessed from a dark lore overlord from space and he's making jokes and puns and rolling his eyes.
I just love that she asks if he's a televangelist.
Yeah.
That's the best thing.
This is the best part. He proves his power by exploding condiments. Lasers again.
Bird.
He looks
brain.
So offended by that. So I know, like, the Somnus is actually based on the like demon who brought him to Earth in the comic books.
Yeah.
It's a region of demons. I wish we had like a Wonder Years ending to this part right now where it's like Jennings went on to lead the Scientologists. Look at the fucking laser beams again. See, you make fun of me about hand acting. Look at that fucking guy. I hope it was consensual.
I entered Jennings' body.
Yeah, it's the 80s. We've got ducks running around. Who gives a fuck?
Or say that the next time I'm unhappy with my order.
They're not duck eggs.
They're eggs. That's like someone putting an aborted fetus on a plate and saying, here, there's a special.
Not quite.
No.
Okay, maybe, I don't know. Sperm sample? I don't know.
You can just get that eating at Arby's.
Ew, gross. Oh, shit.
There goes some ketchup.
There's those amazing effects again.
This movie's brought to you by Heinz Ketchup and Mustard.
I wanted Grey Poupon mustard.
That would have been so great if she came back. And he's just like,
do you have any Grey Poupon?
Look at that fucking kill code key. Fucking lasers again. All this laser.
Why do you keep... They're just talking about the same lasers. Why do you keep bringing up the lasers?
Because the 80s had a big old boner for lasers.
Yes, we've established that.
But it's the same laser.
Yeah.
By the way, the way that he, like, acts with his powers and his, like, lightning right here reminds me of a Sith Lord.
It's like Mike Pence's dream to have that type of electrotherapy.
Yeah.
True. Oh, shit. He's turning into Chris Christie. Fucking always some douche trucker hitting on somebody in a restaurant.
Who are these guys? What the hell?
Why does nobody know what a duck is?
Are
in this
these Seabass's gang from Dumb and Dumber?
Ooh, seems like there's it. Another linked universe. This is parents. Look at that growl.
His response to that is he burps.
Oh shit.
They took the key.
I love how she brags. He's a master of quack foo. This fight gets fucking intense too.
It's intense.
Yeah. Squawks. Why does he always squawk?
Because it's scary.
Well, look at that. It's a fucking pie fight. Take that, you son of a bitch. Hope you like lemon meringue, motherfucker. Yeah? Here's pecan, dick. Oh, now you know he's
you
a duck.
You dumb duck!
I'm gonna get you, duck!
Little did we know that was Larry the Cable Guy's father.
I like how he's just sitting there.
And then he ran for precedence.
This is normal. Just let it run its course.
Great again.
She took my eggs.
Yeah, what is that? You're Dark Overlord, but you're worried about your fucking eggs? Yeah, this is when this shit gets intense, man. It's just some random family. Guys, Leah Thompson is just acting her fucking ass off in this movie. She needs an Oscar for this shit.
That's taking a little bit
yeah.
Farther. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love this part.
What? You're not making me proud to be human.
Do you really think that she thinks they're dating, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that her fucking like smile when she admits it's like, yeah. I've got a duck.
I think that's because she's accepting it, though, at this point.
Yeah. Look at this shit. This is intense. This is like...
This is getting kind of scary right
so
now.
We're really
I think they
just
start
gonna,
garnishing
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're now. Really just going to barbecue the duck.
Yeah. Guys, this
and
is like...
And we have, like, master of all evil out there doing
yeah.
nothing.
Yeah. Guys, this is like Deliverance, but with a restaurant. No
Deliverance.
Ass fucking.
Not really, because Deliverance was man on man. This is just
yeah, but
human.
It's like squeal like a pig. Now it's quack like a duck. Duckliverance. Nailed it. Look at that fucking angry Asian guy. He is ready for some duck. What are these people? They're in a restaurant. How can they be hungry for a humanoid duck? Oh, shit.
That was the magic word! Yay! Did he do
that?
The,
made him surrounded did he by do that crazy growl effects.
On his own as well there?
Yeah. He did everything. Look at this shit. Sith Lord powers. Sith Lord. Move that fucking table, man, because you can't stand up like a normal person. Look at the George Lucas effects right there. Is that what chili normally does?
Chili.
What kind of chili does this place serve?
What's bull pucky? Look at this. Wind it up and the pitch. Oh shit, that must have been the chili. I love how he's supposed to be a dark overlord, but he's helping them.
Well, they're kind of on the same team right now.
Not really. He wants to bring more of his dark overlords.
Yeah, but they both want to get there.
Yep. So is Jennings just got all these jokes in his subconscious, but he's too afraid to tell them because he's a scientist, and then this fucking dark overlord's got all the jokes now? Look at that. Puns aplenty, and Howard the Duck. Look at you hand that over like a punk ass. Damn, man. This guy's like going all crazy like one of those stupid fucking goth kids with glow fucking sticks at a fucking goth Area 51 club.
Is Area 51 still a thing?
It is.
To some people. Wow. Not to me, though.
They're having goth prom this weekend.
Oh. Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that confidence, man. He's got LeBronfidence.
I know. I love the way he's just like, shoosh, shoosh. Throwing out lightning bolts at people.
He imitates her walk and she's like, stop it. Oh, shit. Here we go. Western music.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I wonder how they did that. They must have slanted a stage and all the shit fell towards the door.
Oh, no! What's he gonna do to Howard?
I love this part. If you can look closely in a second, you'll see the stick shadow behind him as he's spinning.
You broke my head.
There it is. I noticed that last night. I've seen this movie probably like 100 times. I love those fucking effects. I love like seeing shadows of fucking camera equipment in the background too.
Sometimes it just happens and you just can't avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was watching like Friday the 13th, the first movie, and you saw the reflection of the like cameraman and the director and the reflection of the window of the car. Loved it.
There's two of our films that like you randomly in Beyond the Shadows, you randomly for like a split second, even though I'm directing it, there's like a split second of me because I didn't think I was in the shot and I was.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens to the best of the filmmakers. It's not as bad as like Steve Martin, like in the ending of like Bowfinger, where it just sees like themselves in the reflection of the mirror. They're like,
oh, yeah.
Keep going. God, I love that movie too.
That was my problem, is it was a reflection in the mirror.
Yeah.
That was in.
Some quick thinking, Howard.
I'll find you. Such an emotional duck.
Yeah.
I know. He's acting his little heart out, too. Oh, she looks so disgusted.
Uh-oh.
Should have had a V8, dipshit.
Should have had a Red Bull.
Yeah.
It gives you wings.
Oh, this is gross.
What's he doing?
Wait for it. Look at that.
Oh, I remember. He plugs into the cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
I forgot about
that. I imagine
that
this is how Gene Simmons also got his yeah. his abilities.
I kind of also feel this is how cell phone car chargers were invented.
Probably.
Remember that scene in Howard the Duck? If only there was a way we could hook our cell phones up like that.
I bet
that.
Our phones would say the exact same thing that Jennings said when he needs power and he hurts.
Little kid. Oh, God.
Way to figure it out there, Murder, She Wrote. Told you, that waitress is probably one of the best actors in this movie besides the main cast. It's funny, for a PG movie, there's a giant cock behind him. I just made a dick
rooster.
Joke. It's a cock.
Rooster. I like his little quiet walk.
He's all excited,
oh, he's
about
excited
it.
Excited about it.
Girls will finally want to have sex
boy.
With me.
I'm a bad boy now.
Don't you remember the end of Superbad with McLovin? They said that chicks dig criminal records, though. Tim Robbins did his own stunts in this movie.
Good job, Tim Robbins.
Another little cameo there from Hines.
Oh, yeah.
The fence perfectly torn.
Yep. How convenient, George Lucas.
I know, we're on the run. Let's build ourselves a fucking airplane.
Oh,
wait, why do I not remember this part?
There's an
Did
airplane.
They really take the airplane?
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Like,
but they spend
minutes.
The entire night building it.
Oh, yeah. And just as the cops are coming, conveniently, it's finished built.
In the time that they spent building this thing, they could go and save Leah Thompson.
Yeah.
But instead, we're going to build a plane.
I mean, Leah Thompson, by the way, how was she, like, freaked out, yet she's able to sleep?
You're tired.
How did
you're
they
tired?
Get so far away from the place? In the
because first... they went to see The Simpsons.
Yeah. I bet Mr. Burns is guiding this tour coming up. This guy's getting really excited.
It's like, I haven't seen Smithers in years.
I need power. What does it say under the sign of Cajun? Because they just have some weird, you know, nonchalant sushi thing over it.
Take off in their little plane!
They know they're taking Yay! Off, yet they're just showing up now.
I think they took the time to go and tell them, hey, we found them next door.
Instead of stopping
They're about
them.
To make a getaway.
Cleveland
They're about to make a getaway, yeah. But we thought we should tell you first.
Cleveland cops didn't have walkie-talkies back then. Oh, fuck, you should hear about our pension. Jesus. See, they're totally stealing the E.T., like, getaway right here. It kind of is a ripoff of it. Bunch
because
of cops.
All aliens know how to fly.
Yeah. Bunch of cops, aliens in front. They fly away. Cops just stand there bewildered, trying to chase them. Surprised he didn't, like, cause.
Why is Howard flying the plane? He clearly
know,
doesn't
what
know what he's
thinking.
Doing.
Tim Robbins is handcuffed.
So he can still use the joystick.
Well, maybe he's lazy.
And I'd like to think the Free Willy was the same scenario. He was also an alien that just had to...
Free Willy. It's a flying orca. That would have been so good.
Plus, by the way, Howard...
Oh no, Willie crushed our boy!
Howard looks cooler with the flame helmet.
Willie's like, I did it on purpose. He's following me around.
That was me, see?
He gave me the creeps.
God, Free Willy is another
Somebody
one
find him
do.
A real friend.
That movie's
Our kid won't
up.
Stop talking
Can't you
to the fucking
be
well.
Friends with each other?
Nobody of my own kind likes me, so I'm going to make friends with a whale. He's in an entrapment. He cannot go anywhere.
What are you talking about?
He's just talking to himself at this point.
The inner dialogue of the child from Free Willy.
Christopher wanted a Wonder Years ending, and he's just giving it to himself.
Yeah.
Winnie
about a different movie.
Need to start playing.
Winnie Cooper would never have Free Willy, and it was just one of our differences. But that was never going
to
keep me and
Time
Winnie
to play
apart.
The
Dude, look how hard this guy gets over that 1 million kilowatts. Again, stealing from Back to the Future. You can do it, Leah Thompson.
I gotta say, for his trouble, like, he has a hard enough time walking, but he sure ties some fucking great knots right. there. It's like he's trying to dock a boat with some of those knots.
Yeah.
Maybe Jennings went to the scouts and he's just tapping into his scout knowledge.
But Jennings is no longer here.
Look at that shit. This guy just gets crazy with that power. He does a Trump stance. All this power. That's what Trump did as soon as he walked into the White House.
That's literally what he did when he introduced himself at the RNC.
Yeah.
I think he's been doing that for years.
I think we should just have a silhouette of me. Because nobody wants to actually look at me.
My power is huge. It's huge.
Even my wife wears a blindfold while we have sex.
We're talking about work today. Does she even care that she's the first lady? Or is she just looking at all the opportunities she can take selfies?
She'll get some great selfie opportunities.
Yeah, probably.
She will.
This is me inside Air Force One.
Hashtags, plane, trains, and hot automobiles.
I'm not going to lie. I would really love it if she filed for divorce at some time during his presidency.
Oh, that would be insane.
When she realizes what she has to do as first lady.
Yeah.
Then Donald will be like, finally, my real wish, Ivanka can be first lady.
Mm-hmm. I really was just gold digger who wanted rich husband.
And then I realized he's crazy.
Guys, you realize that instead of Ivana, we almost got a first gentleman. Which could have been interesting.
Almost.
Mm-hmm. It's His wife's name is Melania.
Yeah.
Ivanka's his daughter that he wants to fuck.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Ivana was his first
his second.
Wife? Second?
Because Marla was his first wife.
Okay.
Shit,
that
man.
He cheated on.
Yeah.
And then still wanted to try to dangle any of Bill Clinton's things.
Yeah. I legit feel like you guys are describing Melrose Place right now.
I know, it sounds like it.
Welcome
nope,
to American
just
politics.
The presidency.
Every
this
80s movie
is such a big budget. Like,
yeah.
Every
well,
80s
it
movie,
did have
though.
George Lucas involved with
Duck
it,
Hunters,
so.
That counts as a pun. Drink!
Well, George Lucas was actually broke around this time because he put all his money into Skywalker Ranch that he hoped this movie would get him rich again.
When this came out, was it a flop? Or
oh, yeah.
was it
oh, yeah,
was it
is,
bad? Like it didn't make
it's
its money
is
back?
It's still known to be a bad movie. And I mean, by all cinematic aspects, it's a horrible movie.
But it's great.
But it's one of those that gets away with being horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Was it totally what were you thinking?
Look at this. This guy looks like Robotnik, by the way. From the, bad guy from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Also, I love this. They're doing a smog inspection. Why don't you try our air, Cleveland?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's the first time
Something's pushing!
It's the first time that guy ever acted. Whiplash? Oh, man, I forgot people used to try to sue for that.
They still do try and sue for that.
You know what? He also looks like a cracked out version of the grandpa from Problem Child. Oh, shit. Then I'm stealing for Ghostbusters. The streams.
I think that somehow...
Never mind
they're
the
like,
civilian in the car, sorry.
Yeah. No, I just like that somehow they're like, you know what's going to take this guy down with the laser eyes? A regular gun.
Yeah. And that's where all the budget went, besides Howard's cost.
Jesus! So they lost a lot of money on this movie, right? Like, a lot of money.
I'm going to see how much money this thing grossed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty
see
sad.
If you can see on, like, opening weekend.
If you compare it to how much was spent and how much it grossed.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, it has a plane. It has all the lasers.
Yeah,
I
when I found this
hell?
In the $5 bin at Best Buy years ago, I was so excited.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got this for $8 on VHS at Target when I was a kid. Best spend ever. Got it on.
Okay, let's see. The budget was $35 million.
Jesus. Wow. And gross, for back then,
the
too.
Gross that they have listed was $16 million. Just over $16
million. Ooh. And it's like, what, 30 Ouch. Years ago this movie came out?
Yeah.
And they still have yet to make their money
Ouch.
Back?
Ouch.
I'm gonna go Google this, because usually, like, Wikipedia will give you the inflated.
Ooh, yeah.
You were talking about Coke a lot during this thing. You're like... Yeah. Do you feel like maybe people were doing coke and they're like, yeah, yeah, this is a great idea. We're going to make so much money. Yeah. Like, is that how it got so funded?
There's so many like... movies, though, from like the 80s and early 90s that they did project so like insanely well. But some of them, like you'll see, that seem like the flop like that. But they sold them off to like Waterworld.
Yeah,
a lot of people Waterworld think was an absolute flop.
Oh.
Nobody actually really lost money on that.
That's good. That's
because
good.
Because of the way that the studios balanced it out. So I can't remember who it was that was on Nerdist a while back that was one of the producers on it, and she explained like the whole contract. And how they
on Waterworld
yeah,
or on...
how they didn't really lose any money and how a lot of studios
that's a miracle, damn.
Pulled shit like that off all the time just so they could dump it.
Well, the only reason this movie exists is because George Lucas's college friend he went to school with, who wrote, I believe, American Graffiti with him, pitched him this idea.
Hmm.
And he's like, yes, let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, dude, George Lucas could still do just about anything that he wants.
Yeah. 1986, so yeah.
So, the United States, it grossed the $16 million, and worldwide, it grossed... almost $22 million.
Oh wow, that's good.
But it was still well under,
yeah,
budget.
Yeah, this guy wrote is part of the writing for Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
The guy who wrote this,
yeah, the guy and his wife teamed up to do this movie. Seriously, the behind the scenes featurette is fucking depressing.
Why?
Just because of like. You think of, like, how horribly bad this movie is and how good it is at the same time.
My God, are we still in this chase scene?
We're yeah. still there.
This is almost as... Like, this chase scene is almost as bad as Man of Steel.
Right?
Which
oh,
for, like,
yeah.
an hour, they fly through buildings only to have him snap his neck and kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is... I think this chase scene's, like, 15 minutes long. Well, you're fucked now, Howard. But, yeah, what was I saying? Oh, so it's depressing because the way that they talk about pitching this movie and how much, like, wide-eyed they were about how rich they were going to get from it, they just look beaten from...
They really thought they were going to get rich off this movie. Brutal.
And they mention the title of the movie. Look at that. Like someone's jacking off to this laser right now.
That's the laser all of our dreams were made of.
Look at that hot beam. I And now he's just, like, turning into Koopa from Mario Brothers. He probably practiced that growl and that voice in the mirror every morning for 4 hours. Pervert.
Yeah.
He was like the original 50 Shades of Grey guy.
Yeah.
Christian Grey, is that what his name is?
Should we put in a clause for ass play? That's what they say in 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah, you went. You saw that movie.
Well, I thought me and Quincy were going to
go. You were very brave.
We never went. We never went with the...
Yeah, I had Better Offer come up the night we were supposed to do a review of that movie.
A nap would be a better offer.
What was a better offer?
Than a review of that movie.
Oh, yeah, that's much better.
Yeah.
Plus, we couldn't find really a guest. I think we wanted to get, like, a BDSM lady as a guest. Or, like, a stripper or something.
I was never aware of
this
that.
This is what
but...
Christopher wants.
Yeah, exactly.
I
this
totally
is
told you
fantasy
we should
episode.
Get, like, a mistress from a BDSM dungeon for that episode. It'd be hilarious.
More or less, Christopher just wanted an excuse to be able
to
call
a
stripper over.
Yeah.
I can do that anytime. I have a PayPal account.
Okay.
Christopher is an adult.
Yeah. I know how to get crazy in 2016. That's right. I got that Cash Me app now. I'm all over the place.
Oh, God. Wow.
I feel like this is something RoboCop would use. It's never tested.
It's something the government would use against RoboCop.
Yeah. God damn, I miss RoboCop.
I did not realize there were so many incarnations of RoboCop.
Oh, yeah. The made-for-TV movie
yes,
and the TV shows.
TV show.
Purple RoboCop duplicates. They even announce when the lasers are...
By the way, I had a laser fix my cavities.
Nice.
Just to give you guys an update on where we are with lasers.
Guys, lasers have advanced.
How far we have
How
come.
How far we've come.
We used to be able to take ducks from their world and dark overlords. Now we
with lasers. Now we fill cavities with them.
And now you can get LASIK at Walmart. I saw a sign for that. And I'm like, who's paying?
That
you
is can get a LASIK horrifying. At
Walmart?
God.
Yeah, there's a, it's $345. You can get LASIK
at
Walmart.
Walmart?
Yes.
No, thank you.
That's why it makes me laugh. Who's doing that?
Now just sit in the chair and then we'll clamp you down.
Kids are going to start walking in. Mom, what smells like burning corneas?
Bite down on this $3 flip-flop from aisle 6. There's lasers in your eyes.
Afterwards, we'll give you a coupon for Subway.
Yep. No, I'm McDonald's.
Yeah, it's
McDonald's.
Usually McDonald's. At
there's a
Walmart.
Subway in the one near me.
Yeah, really? There is.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know
wow.
that one.
That's
but the Subway isn't open 24 hours, but the Walmart is. I was very
upset.
There's a 24-hour
Subway up the street from here.
I live by one.
For when you need diarrhea 24/7?
Yeah.
I always get diarrhea every time I eat. I've got IBS.
That's because you eat a large quantity of sandwich.
Oh, yes, that's correct.
Uh-oh.
Shit.
He's going to change into the giant alien.
Kill him! Kill him! Kill him with fire!
This is a perfect ad for Dish Network.
That's cable. That's Dish. They're fighting.
Yep. This is Comcast. This is Dish Network.
We show you AT&T or Time Warner, but the signal died.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, this guy.
He's looking real scary.
He was so proud of this character, too, by the way. Jennings.
Well, all of a sudden, he looks like a Dana Carvey SNL
yeah.
character.
Yeah. Maybe that's where Garth
actually,
came
from. He looks like Dana Carvey in his most recent comedy special.
Oh, yeah. How was that? I haven't seen it yet.
It's very good.
Yeah. Nice. It's a fun one.
He actually does pretty good comedy specials. I know there's one that came out a few years ago that was good. He's always gasping or snarling.
Oh, no. Go, Howard.
Now he's got Superman breath. be a perfect time for an Altoids commercial.
Mentos breath better.
Do you think if he took a Mentos, it would better the situation?
Possibly.
Oh, no.
I miss those Mentos commercials about how it just is a cure-all for every fucked up situation. Caution, people. We're in a very dangerous situation. I also miss the late 80s standoffs.
I know, I like those too.
Get a close-up shot of their eyes and I'm in it to win it. I need it bad right now.
How awesome would it be if it was actually shrink granny just shrunk him down instead?
He's like a little tiny overlord.
Sick.
That's so gross.
And instead of his little voice, he's all, oh no, I'm just an overlord. No, no. And Howard just drives over the top of him.
Squishes him.
Yeah. We stole this laser from Rick Moranis. The effects on that laser gun.
The effects on all of it. Yeah. It's so impressive.
Get him, Howard. You've got a motorized laser and he's a dick. Oh, shit. Look at those explosions. Oh
my God. It's blowing Tim Robbins away.
I love how the car explosions were in more better, like, effects than the laboratory explosions towards the end of the movie. I love how the caption whimpers. Yeah, I never realized this, but Tim Robbins' character dresses a little bit like the waiter from Saved by the Bell.
The waiter?
Max?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's back.
Liar.
He must have repented.
Oh no, it's the evil overlord.
A cigarette lighter, that's really disgusting.
Oh shit.
Oh my God.
Dun dun dun.
Oh no.
He just passes out for the first time, and then he's gonna pass out again. Look at that. Guys, by the way,
stop motion.
That was such great stop motion.
I was watching this last night, and I realized that this fucking thing looks like the Rancor from, like...
Yeah, it kind of does.
Which makes me think that Howard lives in the same universe as Star Wars.
Or to go back possibly even to the Upside Down with Barb at the... I mean, was this early Demogorgon?
Yeah.
Could be.
But it could be the Rancor very well. But,
no, it's also kind of like reminiscent of a Garthak from Coneheads.
Yes.
Oh, shit, that's true. All these linked universes, man. Howard the Duck is the catalyst for all the cinematic universes. Jennings ended up becoming a principal after he got fired from his science job, which is Link's Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And that's how that other guy ends up stealing Ferris's car.
Man, you're just connecting shit all over the place.
Hell yeah. Tim Robbins ended up joining the army, which ends up Jacob's Ladder. Boom.
But Jacob's Ladder takes place back, like, after Vietnam.
Some time travel.
Well, see, he was friends with Leah Thompson. So he ended up meeting Doc Brown.
Yeah.
Ah.
Leah Thompson moved to the city, and that's where you get Caroline in the city.
What about Howard?
Howard became a senator. And that's where we get freaking
He took on human form, and he's now Bernie Sanders.
Cute.
That explains the hair.
Yeah.
Way cute.
I once was a duck.
I am now but a man with a dream. A dream to lead you people. I love... This is fucking countdowns, too, man.
It's always... Oh my gosh, the countdown's on.
Oh, shit. 1.21 gigawatts. This looks disgusting. Thanks for the assist, Jennings. About time you fucking did something. Oh, gross.
Gross.
Alien cum.
Yeah.
You like alien cum and you know it.
I'd say that was more of alien blood. That was blood, but okay. Yeah.
It's good for your skin. I'm just convinced this thing's a Rancor. See, because I know lingo, they're getting demolecularized.
Wow.
How about that?
Was that on your word of the day toilet paper today?
Yep. Next to anything Trump says. By the way, I've seen a lot of people put Trump's face in a toilet lately.
Gives you somewhere to aim.
I was going to put stickers and urinals all over the city. Like some kind of vigilante.
Belt, button, trigger.
You better say something catchy.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, how is that not the catchphrase for the movie? Howard the Duck, belt, button, trigger.
I like the tagline on the poster.
Yeah.
Fucking say something cool, Howard. Your perfect time to put a line. Be like, eat laser dick.
Oh! Boom!
It's over!
And he's gone! And they're remolecularizing.
Ooh!
Ooh! There! Melissa with the double word score!
Oh shit, there's still more overlords!
Somebody block the overlords!
Push the off button.
To turn it off!
She could have think. They could have just turned this thing off instead of blasting it and destroying it. I am home, baby.
Aw, poor Howard.
Yeah, I love how he's just freaking out.
Yeah. He wasn't freaking out when there was a dark overlord inside him. Now he's like...
Well, he kind of was.
Oh, yeah. I always cut these things so close. Get that laser, Howard.
Here they come, Oda!
More Rancor.
I imagine that's what it would look like if you could actually like look at having sex with Charlie Sheen under a microscope.
Oh, yeah. Oh god.
Ew, gross.
We're just gonna do some lab work here. Oh my god.
Ooh, maybe
there's a human Rancor in there.
Maybe them getting sent back like that, that's how Jabba got the Rancor. Because it got sent to some other part of the universe. It's fucking connected.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
I haven't even finished my first beer. I finished it. I'm a lightweight, which is ironic because I'm heavy.
Which is ironic because I'm heavy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
He's
Howard
O'Kane.
Why is he always wearing a scarf? Is it really that cold?
They're fashionable.
Ooh. Back in the 80s, yeah, they were.
Now all he needs is a pumpkin spice latte to fit in. Come back to me, baby.
So if he's a duck, but he dies there, does he go to duck heaven or human heaven?
Human heaven.
Oh.
It's regional.
It's a regional thing.
You die in India, you go to Ganesh heaven. It's all region. It's all where you're at. Guy does the voice better than Jenny.
Don't tell him that. He's proud of that voice.
Hug your boyfriend. He's alive. Here we go. Fucking catchy ass song. Here it is.
Finally.
It's what I've been waiting 2 hours
for. I waited
the
whole movie for this song.
Now they're rich and famous.
This now is they have a big crowd now.
Because oh, Howard's yeah. their
They don't
manager.
Have to play behind yeah. the chain link.
He knows what's going
behind
on.
The fence anymore.
Hell yeah.
Uh-huh.
Look at him.
He's cute in his little suit.
I know.
I'm so glad Phil little, like, abandoned his career of science.
Yeah. Be like roadie Phil.
The song is fantastic. That,
the drummer kind of looked like Laura Dern.
That's the song I was thinking of.
Rock it out
with
Leah
a feathered
Thompson.
Touch. I love him apart.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad I put the subtitles on. Because it is not what I thought they were singing.
I'm so excited to learn the words to this song now.
Yeah, and I guess...
I don't do karaoke, but if they put this on there, I might consider it.
Yeah,
oh,
shit. I'd be tempted
That's a good
to.
Karaoke song. Save the human race. Okay, I also love this part, by the way, because I'm also going to point out something it rips off.
Back to the Future Part 2?
Nope. Just wait for it. Enjoy this 80s tune and those effects.
We really just come to see the duck.
That's a duck! That guy's still in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, they
Back
totally
to
rip
part
off.
One?
Yep. If he didn't, if the only thing that sells
he's it, even he's even dressed like him.
Yeah. He's so cute with the guitar, too.
He does everything except land on his back and walk, back walk on the audience. Look at that. That is all Michael J. Fox.
Why are you in the audience now, Phil?
He's enjoying this rendition of Back to the Future. Get it, Marty. Or I'm sorry, Calvin Klein. Wait, does that too. That's all Back to the Future.
I have this stuck in my head now the rest
yeah.
of the
Yeah, right.
Howard the Duck.
Oh, yeah, this has been stuck in my head all day. By the way, this is the first movie that Stan Lee made a cameo in for Marvel. He is in the background doing cocaine.
You're so full of it.
Full of cocaine! And duck puns. See, they're in love now. I love when couples do shit together. It's great.
Like little dances. Yeah.
Well, this is the weirdest way to end the movie coming up right here. They go backstage, and it's just this weird...
It's not over yeah. yet? Oh my god.
Nope.
Never ending. Oh, ducky.
Fade out before the bestiality.
Oh, and are we done?
And then all of a sudden it gets into this, like, sad.
Yay. I know.
I know.
It's, like, sad cut song. To the next day, and she's just disappointed, and there's feathers everywhere. Guys, that has been Howard the Duck.
Woo!
Thanks, everybody, for joining us for our little riff track / commentary for Howard the Duck. If you don't own this movie, get it. It is amazing.
Help them make
saw.
Back that budget.
Yeah.
that's amazing with a little asterisk next to
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Here's what the sad thing is after this movie ended, I bought it on Blu-ray and a poster for it.
And a poster!
Yeah,
yes!
I almost
wow.
bought a shirt.
I know. I got the notification when we were doing
the I'm helping
live
out,
for it.
I'm helping out George Lucas. Always and forever have the duck.
Oh.
There's even, like, new comics out. Like
Of
even,
Howard the Duck?
Yeah, he's got his new comic book line now.
Well, he's going to be in something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's going to tie in somehow.
Yeah, seriously, Netflix. You start that Defenders series, Howard the Duck makes a cameo in Defenders comic books, set it up with that, boom, Netflix presents Howard the Duck. You're welcome, people. Boom.
Boom. Mic drop.
Yep. These mics are expensive, so I don't want to drop them. Also, Melissa, Tim, thanks so much for joining us on our 100th episode.
Thank you, and congrats on 100.
Thank you so much. I cannot wait for the next 100th. We'll have to bring you guys back for that.
You mean the 200th.
Yep. Quincy, we shall do 200 episodes.
All right.
I don't know if you
Quincy
have
might kill you by then.
Yeah. This is where Quincy, like, picks up the mic and says, I quit, and drops it and leaves.
Boom.
Yep.
I would prefer to leave the show after we reviewed movies that I actually liked, not after this crap.
Jesus Christ. This is Howard.
We made it, though. We made it through it.
This is Howard the Duck. I know. Should we tell the listeners what we were originally going to do?
What we tried? What we tried to do?
This is our second run at this. We originally were going to try Drop Dead Fred.
Oh, my God, you guys. It was torture.
I hung myself 45 minutes into it. It just didn't take.
I fell asleep. Melissa, I was secretly calling the suicide hotline.
Melissa's like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
There were several times towards the end of that Quincy and I both looked up at each other and were just like, is this over?
Is this over yet?
And then I just like text him for like 10 minutes. I'm sorry for wasting everybody's time. I feel so bad. And then Tim's like, I'm sorry I wasted your time. And we bro-hugged it. We hugged it out. Where can everybody follow you guys? All the great stuff you're doing.
MelissaBerlow.com.
Woo! Tim.
Yes. I went into a haze right there for a moment. Follow me on Twitter at Tim Drake, on Instagram at TimDrake42. Follow the podcast on Twitter at OnTheMicPodcast. And then OnTheMicPodcast.com and TimDrakeComedy.com has links to all the Funny or Die, BuzzFeed, and robot butt articles.
Awesome. Again, thanks you guys so much for being part of the 100th episode with us. Not only our guests, but also you guys, the audience. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/trustyournerds. On Twitter, @trustyournerds. And if you have a recommendation for a movie or theme, email us at trustyourmovienerds@gmail.com. We've got our coasters. And also, if you saw our live feed from our Facebook page, we're doing a contest. If you can name the three movies we did on our first episode and who sings our theme song, you could win a digital copy of X-Men Apocalypse. So the first person who tweets us those answers or sends us a message on the Facebook page, you can win that. I've been your host, Christopher James.
I'm Quincy Staker.
Have a quacktastic night, everybody.
Oh, God.
No!